At the top of Daf Chaf Ches Amud Aleph, and we begin a new Perek and a new Mishnah. And before we begin Perek Ches Batim, let us read the Ritva as he gives Akdama to this Perek and to the Din of Chazakos. And Zokhtar Ritva, Pirish, Kol HaChazakos in his Skaras Bekan, that all the Chazakos that we're mentioning in our Mishnah, Him Chazaka Shel Raya, these are referring to a Chazaka which is Raya, Dukmu B'Makim Shtar Ve'edim, and these are instead of someone Shtar and someone bringing Edim that they own a property, Ve'inzu Chazaka the Kinyan Haniskaras Ben Achashm Sheish La'achayis, and a Cheskas Raya is not the same as a Cheskas Kinyan that allows someone to be Koyne Kaka, and Ve'inu Doim Zul Zul Klal, and they're not similar to each other at all. The Ilu Cheskas Kinyan who Tikkun Begufish Al Kaka, as when making Chazaka in order to acquire something, you have to make a Tikkun in the actual Kaka, and as we know, no Godo parts Kolshu. However, Benegea Chazaka of Kinyan, Ba'achilas Pierce Ena Koyne, that if someone eats a piece of a field, that would not be a valid Kinyan in order to acquire the field. However, Ilu Chesus Raya Hib Hepach, then the opposite holds true. But in Geir Chesus Raya, the Tikkun ain't a Raya, as if someone would be no God of parts, that's not a Raya. Then Chazaka Elachilus Pierce Beshufi, Kederach Shabbai Loichlin, and the only way that you have a Chazaka is only if you consistently eat the Pierce in the same manner that a normal owner would eat the Pierce, as we will discuss. And Ritva discusses Chesus Raya as well as Chesus Kinyan, and Ritva does not discuss that there's also another type of Chazaka, which is the Chazaka that could be Machriya Safik, and for example, like a Cheses Kashris and a Chazaka de Hashtor, a Chazaka de Meikara. And also, let's point out that generally, if someone has Metaltlin and is just holding that item in their hand, then by me Muxik in an item, then it shows Bailis. And therefore, if there's a Shaila as to ownership, the Din would be Hamitzi Mechaveir Olivaraya. However, but a Geir Kaka and but a Geir real property, there's a Chazaka that Kaka belongs to the Marukamo and to the original owner, and not necessarily to the current occupant, unless there's a Cheskas Raya. And finally, in the Rishonim, there's a Machlikis as to how to explain the concept of Chazaka. And the Ramban explained that really, when someone is using a piece of Kaka, there should be a Chazaka that he is the actual Bailim, and we shouldn't say it goes to the Marukamo. However, there's always a reason to the Chazaka, because if it was really his Kaka, then why doesn't he have the Shtar Raya that he received at the time of the sale? And by the fact that he doesn't have that, therefore there's a reason to the Chazaka, and that's why we say that it belongs to the Marukamo. However, once already there's 3 years of Chazaka, then as we will see in Daf Chof Tesem and Aleph, there's a Chazaka that a person doesn't keep his shtar for that long, and therefore the fact that he no longer has a shtar is no longer a reisa, and the original Chazaka now tells us that it belongs to the person that's in the Sada, and lefi zeh it seems that the din of Chazaka and Cheses Raya is a din de reisa. However, the Ksais explains that really a person should have to keep that shtar raya forever, as in reality he should never be able to have a Chazaka, and we should say that it belongs to the Marukamo unless he actually has proof that it belongs to him. However, since Rabban knew that people that buy sadais will eventually lose their shtaris and they'll lose their shtar raya, therefore they made a takon of lekuchos that after 3 years, as long as they have a chazaka sheishim ataino, then by the fact that they use the sada for 3 years, that's a cheskas raya, and therefore they will be able to keep the sada even though they don't have the shtar raya. And our mishnah begins ches habatim va'boyish va'shichim va'maoris va'sheivchos va'mechatzoyis u'beis habatim u'beis hashlochim va'avodim nechol davar shu oisa peiris tader cheskos in shol shanim miyem liyoyim, that if there is any real property that is used at all times and it consistently produces income and pairs, and the only way that you'll be able to have a Cheses Raya is by using that Sada or that piece of property for 3 years, and we calculate the 3 year time frame from day to day, meaning if Reuven actually bought the Sada from Shimon on Echa B'Nisan, then 3 years later at the end of Adar he would already have a Chazaka, and if Shimon claimed that he never sold the Sada to Reuven, then Reuven could say that I bought it from you, and even though I don't have my Shtar, but I lost my Shtar, and L'maisa he would be Nemon as he has a Cheses Raya, since he used the Sada for 3 years, Miyayim Liyayim. And on Mishnah Berurah, 9 examples, Batim, which are houses, Boyus, which are round pits, Shichim, which are long and narrow ditches, and Ma'aris are square caves that have walls, and they have an opening in order to get into the cave. Rabbeinu Gershom states, V'cholhadi oisim k'deil hashkasa de seyemhen, and Shevchis are birdhouses or dovecotes, Mechatzais are bathhouses, Beis HaBadim refer to a place where they would have olive presses, they would make olive oil, and Tais points out, in Dio Maschal, Beis HaBadim, Perish Rivam, Dehodet Tham, Perichim, Kodesh, over Agitis Vabadim, the Mashma Shishlin's Mankavua, the Lucheritz Mashma, that there is his Mankavua, and how could our Mishnah state that it's Isa Perius Tadir? And Tez explains, Heinish Reva Ilum Durkan Ozbiz Malakita, that most of the world actually pressed the olives during that time, which is at the same time that they harvested the olives, Ali Yeshpidi Adam, Shemetzni, and Kolashana, Vidurkan Ma'at. However, certainly there are people that store the olives for an entire year, and when they require oil, then at that time they would press the olives, and therefore therefore Beis Chabad is also considered a place where it's Eisa Piriyse and Tadir. And Rabbeinu Geshem that explains that Beis Chabadim was not only where they pressed olives, but it's also where they stored the olive oil, and therefore he explains that the reason why it's considered a place where it's Eisa Piriyse Tadir is as he states, Zeu Bad Shel Zesim Shel Achad Rish Zesim Menichin Shama Shemen U'Mistaf Kremenu B'chol Yoyim V'yoyim, and they would take their oil every single day, and therefore it's considered a place where it's Eisa Piriyse Tadir. Finally, the Mukhi Yesa states, Eisin Nami Piriyse Tamid She'afal Pishi Yesh Zman Kavua L'Mesika Zesim Mikol Mokim L'Shemen Shemshemen U'L'Shemen Agazim Ein Lem Zman Kavua. And since the Beis Chabad was not only used for olive oil and was used for other oils as well, therefore it's Eisa Piriyse Tadir Ayin Sham. Beis HaShlochin are fields that need constantly to be watered, and it can't exist and it can't subsist just on rainwater. And as Rabbeinu Geshem states, Tzarech L'Hashkos V'Chol Yoyim, and therefore they would make irrigation canals in these fields. And finally, Avodim, and even though we mentioned that all of these things are actually real property and they're kaka, but Avodim are hukshul kakois, as Rabbeinu Geshem points out, and also the Oyv Ben B'Chol Yoyim, they use them every single day, and therefore the Avodim, as well as all the other items mentioned in the Mishnah, they are Oyv Superior's Tadir, and therefore Chaskosh and Shalosh Shalom Yoyim L'Yoyim. Rashi explains, Beis HaShlochim M'teich Shamayim M'teichoy, because they must have a spring that's within the field, and they have irrigation canals to supply water to the entire field, and therefore they are superior tadir. And the Mefarshim explained that the next part of Rashi is a new Dura Maschol, and called Dov Shay superior tadir, Cheskasat Gimel Shalom Yayim Liyayim, and Hechzik Bashal Shalom Shlemis, and Tzarech Lavi Shtar Mechira, as we explained, Vim Irla Baidam Yishainim. And if we know that Shimon was originally the owner, and Shimon comes to Bezin and claims that he never sold this field to Ruvain, Ze'om Machatli, and Ruvain claims that you sold to me, Va'ovid Shtori, and I lost my Shtar, Cheskasim Eloslai, this Cheskas Raya will help him. However, Imlav, if he doesn't use it consistently for 3 years, in Cheskasim Eloslai, then the Chazaka would not work. We stated that you have to use this field for an entire 3 years and use it Kederach HaBailim, and certainly Bailim would want to get the best use out of the property and get the most amount of income from this property for the entire 3 years. The Mishnah continues, when you have a Soda that's a Beis HaBal, which Rashi explains, that it only needs rainwater and it can sustain itself and it can survive, and these types of sodas only create periods once a year, then the chazaka would be for 3 years, but there is no need to use the soda for 3 complete years, and as the Gemara continues, and it brings a machlikis as to how long you would have to use the soda, and Rabbi Shmuel states, then initially to start off your chazaka, you have to use it for 3 months, and then you'll have to use it for 3 months at the end of the period of chazaka, and then you'll need 12 months in the middle, and therefore by using this field for a total of 18 months you already have a chazaka. One is not required to use the sada for either 36 months when you have shadam pshutim, or more if there would be a shadam uberes. The Mishnah now brings a second sheet to Rabbi Kiva Imer. Rabbi Kiva argues at Rabbi Shmuel, and he holds all you need is 1 month originally, and 1 month at the end of the period of chazaka, and then you need a full 12 months in the middle, and therefore the total needed in order to create a chazaka by a sada Beis HaBal is only 14 months. And as Rashi explains, Umahi Cheskasa, Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, Shleish Chadash Machreinim Shel Shana Rishayna, Vishleish Chadash Mishayna Shel Shana Achreinim Vemtsoye Shleima, Shiyeshim Amarim Lizuei Lufnei Rosh Hashanah, as there are specific crops that you could plant 3 months before Rosh Hashanah, Kivin Shechzik Bar, Soif Shana Rishayna, Gimel Chadashim, and since you're already Machzik for 3 months at the end of the first year, Vyesh Le'idim Shezor Bo'isim Gimel Chadashim, and you have Edim, and they're testified that you planted within that 3 month period, Vechem Gimel Chadash Rishayna Shel Achreinah, you also bring Edim that you planted in the last year, in the first 3 months of that year, and of course you also planted in the middle year and in the 12th month period in the middle, that will already be considered a 3 year chazaka. And it's a chazaka that if a person that owns a field will see someone else go into his field and plant and use his field for 3 years and grow his crops there, then definitely he won't be quiet and he'll be meicha. And by the fact that Shimon wasn't meicha and Reuven used the field for 3 years, and even though Reuven no longer has a shtar, but the mice at this point, Reuven has a chesus raya, and therefore he'd be believed that he bought his sada from Shimon. And Rashi states that we will see in the Gemara as to the basis for the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, and Ayin Taisis Diva Masal Shloisha Chadash Mirishayna, that he explains, Mitech Pirish Akunz Mashma, the boy Rabbi Shmuel, Shu Yizra Vyikza, Ba'isin Shloisha Chadash Mirishayna, Vichayim Ba'achrenim, although Rashi states, Benegay Rabbi Shmuel, Vyeshla Edim Shazor Ba'isin Gimel Chadashim, Vichayim Begimel Chadashim Mishayna, Shalachrino. However, Taisus explains that Rashi holds that the only way that you'll have a chazaka is if not only did you plant during the first 3 months and the last 3 months, there's also a requirement to actually harvest that tuah or those pears that you planted in the first 3 months and the last 3 months. And Taisus, who's bothered, if this is true, then why shouldn't Rabbi Shmuel also allow someone to have a chazaka within 15 months? And Taisus, how he explains the scenario, and Taisus answers, that even Rabbi Shmuel agrees that the only way to have a chazaka is if you have at least a 12-month period in the middle as your second year. And as Taisus points out, however, Shani Hassan, Lefishu's Manshala, that is very different as Binagay Aspasta, that is actually the way you grow Aspasta, therefore it's Kedera Chabailim, Ayin and Taisvis, and Ayin and Taisvis Dibu Maskal, Shehen Yurchas Kodesh, and Taisvis Eas Tema, Vichiminyana Aslashminon, that why did the Mishnah have to tell us that if you count 3 plus 12 plus 3, that equals 18, and similarly by Rabbi Kiva, why do we have to say that 1 plus 12 plus 1 equals 14? And we asked this question in many places in Shas, and Ayin and Taisvis, and the Mishnah now continues that previously we stated, and Rabbi Shmuel explained that that shear would be 18 months. And the Gemara continues that on Rabbi Shmuel says, when did I say that you require 18 months? Is b'state loven, is by a field of grain, out of b'state lon. But if you have a stud where you plant ilonis and you plant trees, and Rabbi Shmuel teaches us that if Reuven claims that he owns an orchard which has trees that are growing in it, Reuven harvested three different types of crops, even though it was done in 1 year, then that would be a chazaka. The example that the Mishnah gave is if Reuven says that I already gathered my grapes or my wine, and I already picked my olives, and I also already picked my figs, and I dried my figs, then that's already considered a chazaka of Gimel Shanim. And Rashi explains that when Rabbi Shmuel stated that we require 18 months by a state loven, Shekol Pir said, Nilkotim Perkachod, as in a field of grain, then all of the pears ripen at the same time, and therefore are harvested at the same time, and therefore you need three separate crops, and you need 3 years. Rashi continues, however, by an orchard where all the pears are gathered seasonally, that you gather your te'inim and you dry them, and you press the dates together, and you brought them into your home, then even if it happens in 1 year, it's considered chazaka as if you already had a chazaka for 3 years. And others explain that katsias refers to removing the stems from the figs. The reason why we call a vineyard tvua, mishum d'chsev, as the pasuk states, v'tvua sakarim. Taisa continues and asks, that it makes sense when we speak about the gathering of wine and of grapes prior to olives, the yayin kaidim l'shemen, as we looked at Masechta Bava Metzia, yizman yayin limka, u'basa harikama, yizman limka shemen, and therefore we see that yayin comes before shemen. What Taisus is, why do we discuss figs after olives, ha'te'enim kadmi, as the gathering and the harvesting of figs comes before olives, as Taisus brings a raya from Masechta Bava Metzia, and in Taisus, how he explains our Mishnah. Ayin Rishash, who discusses why does Rashi state in Gaya, konesis tvuasai, yayin shel gefanim, and he doesn't talk about the grapes themselves, and he talks about wine, it's mashmah b'negeya olives, that he's talking about the actual olives, and not about olive oil, and Ayin Shom, that he explains the difference in Matthias as to where they used to produce their wine, and where they would produce the olive oil. And the Gemara begins, Amr Rabbi Yechon states, Shematim hilcha usha, sh'aymerim, that I heard from those that went to usha, and they would say, Minayim l'chazaka sh'yigimu shanim, and how do we know the makar, that a chazaka is for 3 years, misharmud, we learn it from the din of sharmud. Rashi explains, Mehocha usha, sh'golsa sanhedrin usha, and as we know, at the end of this man, of the Bayis Sheni, there were 10 Goliaths that the Sanhedrin went to Golias, and as the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah teaches us, as the Goliath goes to Sanhedrin, and it states, Miyavnil Usha. Biechan therefore is telling us that one of the people that were Holchi Usha told me this Makar, and as we will see on the Chav Chesan Beis, that the Gemara will come out that this Holchi Usha is actually referring to Rabbi Shmuel of our Mishnah, and Lechiria, the Mefarshim are bothered that how could it be that Rabbi Yechon say, Shematim Helch Usha, that I heard from Rabbi Shmuel, if Rabbi Yechon was many generations after Rabbi Shmuel. Therefore, they explain that Rabbi Yechon said, Shematim Helch Usha, he means to say that I heard over in the name of the Holchi Usha and in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. And the Ritva brings down the Pshat of Rashi in his second Pshat. However, he brings down Yesh Mefarshim in his first Pshat. He brings down that Meloshim V'Ushri Achitu. This is a Loshim that is found in the Pasuk in Ezra. this refers to someone that's yodeli seidish halacha, and it refers to someone that actually understood what an halacha lemaisa would be. And Ramban points out that since ultimately we will come out and say that the Halchi Usha refers to Rabbi Shmuel, so when the Gemara just stated that he heard from Halchi Usha that the reason for Chazakal Gimel Shanim is from Meshar Amud, it's Lav Dafka Shal Shanim, the Mal Halchi Usha Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel loy be'in Shal Shanim, al Shal Shachilas Kein Shal Shanim Ka'ama, as we explained in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yechonah now continues and explains the Makar that we learned the din of Chazakal Shal Shanim from Meshar Amud. The limit is as follows, Meshar Amud, Kim Shinaga Kimel Negiches, Nafik Loi B'Teris Tam, the Kamali B'Cheses Mud, that just like we know, that when there's a regular shor that gores another animal three times, then the shor becomes a mu'ud. While the shor was a tam, you pay chetz nezek, and when the shor becomes a mu'ud, then you pay nezek shalim. Hachinami, and therefore we also learn, b'degeya chesus raya, kimin de ochel tlashnin, once you eat 3 years of peiris, nafik lam rishus meicha, v'kaim lo rishus lekeach, at this point it goes out of rishus meicha, and it goes into the rishus of the buyer. The point of the Gemara is that just like b'degeya shor mu'ud, once the shor does three actions, then there's a change of status, and instead of being a tam, he now is a mu'ud. Therefore, the same din applies b'negeya chazaka. And once Reuven performs three actions that shows his bailus, therefore this real property will leave the rishus of the seller and go into the rishus of the lekeach. The Gemara continues in Eson Rabbi Yechon imashar mu'ud ad negicha revius loy mechayev hachinami at shon revius loy kaim b'rishusay. The lecher hakir being a raya from the din of shar mu'ud to the din of chesus gimel shanim. The lecher we should state that since b'negeya shar mu'ud, even though it stresses it three times, on the third time it would still pay chatzin nezek, and it's only when it stresses the fourth time would you pay nezek shalim. And therefore, l'chayra, we should also apply the same din to the din of cheskes raya and to the din of the sada. And the only time that you should have a chazaka is only when you already ate 4 years of peiris. Only at that point should it go into the rishus of the lekeach. And as Rashi states, loy mechayiv l'shalim el chatzin nezek afkan ad gmas shon revius loy have a chazaka. And the mefarshim explained that the gemara means to ask that although certainly after Reuven makes a chazaka for 3 years, then certainly this field leaves the rishus of the meicha. However, until the fourth year, it doesn't go into the rishus of the lekeach, and therefore between the third and fourth year, l'chayr should be a suffix. And why do we say that it vade belongs to Reuven? The Gemara responds that the Halchi Usha's raya from Shor Amud is actually a very good raya, as Halchi Hashta hasa mechinogach shor chinogichos havi mu'ud, as b'negeya Shor Amud, the moment that it actually stresses three times immediately ceases to be a tam and is now a mu'ud. And continue on afchav chesam beis v'idach kilay nogach mai l'shalim, but the ma'isa b'metzias told the shor stresses a fourth time, then certainly there's no chiyah to pay nezek shalim, as he didn't stress yet and he didn't damage anything, and therefore the only time that you be chayav nezek shalim is only once you stress the fourth time while you're already a mu'ud. While the hacha b'negeya din of chesel shal shanim came into achol tlashni, once you already consumed 3 years of produce kaim le b'shusei, then it's already in the buyer's rishus, and therefore he has a proper chazaka, and certainly the buyer has a right to keep the sada once you already ate 3 years and he had a chazaka of shal shanim. The Gemara continues ele me'ata, that if you're telling me the makar for chesel shal shanim is from a shor mu'ud that stresses three times, and therefore the same din applies to chazaka, so chazaka she'in mitanei to have a chazaka, l'chayr over here should be based on the metzias, and once someone eats 3 years of peiris, then he should automatically own the sada, and even if he doesn't have any taina, and for example, even if Reuven doesn't claim that he actually bought the sada from Shimon, he should still own this property. Rashi explains she'ini mataina mefarish ma'asis l'kaman amaloi ma'ata isabetech shali, that if Shimon, who's the marakama, says to Reuven, what are you doing in my sada? And amaloi Reuven says back to Shimon, shalei amaloi adam dav ma'ilam, as no one told me that I can't be here, v'le amaloi atam achatli, and Reuven did not claim that you sold it to me, that is chazok she'ini mataina, and l'chir it didn't should be, that it should be a valid chazoka. And as Rashi says, tehevi chazoka, da amet shal shanam mafkele mishus meicha, and automatically goes from the rishus meicha to the rishus lekeach, and therefore the Gemara is alom etnan lemaisa the Mishnah on daf mem alef. The Mishnah states kol chazaka she'ini mataina in a chazaka. And Reuven tells Shimon that the only reason why I'm in the sada is because no one told me anything, but he doesn't actually come with the taina, then it's not considered chazaka. The Gemara responds time mai that Milan Dilma could come out, that the whole reason why chazaka generally works is because Reuven came with the koyach taina, and he comes to Bezin and he says that I really own this property as I bought it from Shimon, and therefore if you have a chazaka of shal shanim, then we uki b'rishusei and we take it out of the rishus of the meicha. However, iu leitanin and not leitanle, the lechayr, if Reuven didn't have a claim and doesn't say that he bought it from Shimon, do you think we should come and actually claim for Reuven and allow him to keep his sada? Certainly he has no koyach taina, and therefore certainly he has no right to take the sada. And as Rashi states, taimim mayim minan shal shanim afkelam mecheses marakama, that minan dilma kudam iu, zel imen lukachtim Mincha. Reuven says, I bought it, v'zei megizalti mimeni, and Shimon claims that Reuven stole the field from him, v'ein on yoidin ha'emes, in me, and we don't know who's telling the truth. Asi chesu shalom shalom mukile v'shusei, v'aminim dilma kushtu k'dekama, al b'loi taina mehechen k'na, b'shvil achil shalom shalom, and without a taina, how could Reuven be koin in the kaka, just because he ate 3 years of pears, and as Ritva points out, but a geir chaskis kinyin, certainly eating pears is not a kinyin. I am top tasted amid, elemiat chazokashin mataina, which has bothered tema, my sakadaitok lamasha, the hechim what's look me beyond, kim loitomidi, was the harmony of the Gemara, that we would actually say that Reuven could keep the sada if he's coming without a taina, the shalom the hachi parach, and the Gemara's question is as follows, kim in the alphas from Sharmud, since we learned this din from Sharmud, and therefore we should say, ma hosom bishos negicha is having becheskas nakhon, hachinami kim the achel shal shanim, v'loy micha, having becheskas shlo yimacha id, therefore there's chazoka that Shimon will no longer be meicha, or v'loy taina nami te shaloi, and therefore the Gemara had a havmina that even if Reuven doesn't have a taina and doesn't say that he actually bought it from him, Reuven should own this sada, as the Islam lamema shemachloi, as we should say that based on the fact that Shimon wasn't meicha, then it must be that Shimon was meicha the sada to Reuven. And the Gemara continues, maskler avira, and avira asks a question, el me'ato, that if the way that we understand the din of chazaka is from the limud from Sharmud, so mecha shloi b'fanav leit him mecha dumi the Sharmud, then if Shimon protests, but he doesn't actually go in front of Reuven and protest in front of Reuven, instead he only protests in front of two edim, then l'chiri that should not be a valid mecha, just like we find in the Gei Sharmud. And as the Gemara explains, ma Sharmud b'fanav b'inon, afachinami b'fanav b'inon, that just like we know in the Gei Sharmud, the only way that he becomes a Sharmud is if you actually testify in front of the owner's presence and you say that your shar shtoys to another shar, and then you say that to him 3 times at 3 different occasions, then he becomes a mu'ud. And we know that if you actually do it shaloi b'fanav, it would not be a valid hasra, and therefore the shar would not be a shar mu'ud. And therefore, in our case as well, we should say that the only way the mecha should work is only if you do it in front of Reuven. But if Shimon makes the mecha and it's not in front of Reuven, then it should not be a valid mecha. As Rashi states, mecha shaloi b'fanav loy tevim mecha, and micha ma'ar b'teich shal shalom ufnei edim shaloi b'fnei amachsek v'omar de'usha plenim machsek b'kakish shli b'gzeila loy tevim mecha, that should not be a valid mecha, and you should have to do it in front of Reuven and in front of edim. And the Rishonim all bothered the lechira, how could the Gemara try to compare the din that in order to warn an owner and in order to make a shor into a mu'ud, you must warn the owner in front of the owner and you can't just do it in front of edim? And how could you compare that to the case where you're trying to knock out a chazaka and you're making a mecha, which is actually breaking a chazaka? And Rashi explains in Diba Maskel Dumi to Shar Mu'ud, the mecha Dumi da Odihi, that a mecha is similar to warning an owner b'negeir Shar Mu'ud. She has Sura Lishma Shari, that just like when you're warning an owner b'negeir Shar Mu'ud, you're warning him in order that he should guard his shar better, afa mecha hasrohi, also a mecha is also a warning to the owner, lizor b'rayis chusoi v'shtar mechirosoi, that he should make sure to guard his rayis and make sure he has edim or he has his shtar mechira, and therefore they're very similar, and therefore you could compare them to each other. And ayin tezi dila maschol elam atu mecha shalom b'fonav leitei mecha, pirish ri, kehech li alfas b'shar mu'ud, havi chazaka b'shleisha zimni, hachi nami nelef mashar tzarech odo b'fonav, v'lo yamina kola isle, that just like b'negei ashar mu'ud, you have to warn him in front of the owner, and you don't say there's a call, but toil, and that should help. Hachinami mecha shalom b'fonav isle l'meima, the less like kola, and therefore b'negei mecha, we should say that there's no concept of call, leitei chazaka, and just by the fact that the original owner was a mecha, that should not create a chazaka. Afal pisha shama chazaka, even though Shimon already heard that Reuven was actually using his field and was being machsik like Bailim, kivin ein kol mecha ma hoyel moyel in mecha, and Shimon felt that he doesn't have to be mecha, as even if he'd be mecha, no one would ever hear of it and Reuven would never find out since there's no call for a mecha. And therefore, Taisi says va'afal gav shemecha bol batal chazaka va'oda bol kaim kalmakon perch shaper. And even so, the Gemara is asking a good question, as the Gemara feels that there's similar ideas. And just like the warning b'negei ashar doesn't travel through a kol, therefore a mecha will not travel through a kol either. And Taisus then bothered the lechir according to the pshat. So why did the Gemara state mecha shloi b'fanav lo yavi mecha? If lemaisa the Gemara should have stated chazaka shloi b'fanav lo yavi chazaka, that if Reuven is machzik in a field and Shimon is not around, then we should say that that's not a valid chazaka, because there would not be a kol that Reuven is using this field, and therefore Shimon will not hear about it, and he doesn't have to be mecha, and therefore it should not be a valid chazaka. And Taisus feels that this would have been a better comparison. In this way, we're comparing the creation of a chazaka b'negei ashar mu'ud and the creation of a chazaka b'negei shal shonim of cheskas kaka. And Taisus explains that the Gemara feels, mishum chazaka nishmas tfei me'odo, that it's more normal for people to speak about someone taking over someone's property than to speak about the warning of a shor mu'ud al mecha in nishmas yisa. But the Gemara understood that if Shimon protests and he claims that Reuven doesn't own his sada, then that will not create a call. Tezis continues that even though the Gemara says el me'ata, but b'loy shor mu'ud have a matzal mifrach, that even without learning the din of chazaka from shor mu'ud, the Gemara could have asked the same question that a mecha shloi b'fonov should not be a mecha. And just like we will ask the same question according to Rabbanon, that don't learn the din of Chazaka Shal Shanim from Shor Mu'ud, Al Kiyun Yal B'Shor Mu'ud Nichle L'Mifrach Minei, but since we're actually learning the din of Shal Shanim from Shor Mu'ud, therefore it's easier to ask the question directly from Shor Mu'ud, and Mishani and the Gemara will answer in a moment, Chavra Chavrisle. In reality, the Metzias is that certainly there is a call for the Chazaka, V'yesh Kol Bein L'Mecha Bein La'Oda, both in the case with Shimon protests about Reuven's usage of his Sada, and the case of Ha'oda when he warns him about his Shor Mu'ud, that there is a call, Al Ba'adah, great dog, Zeir Sakosavu, but with the Gay Adah, there happens to be Zeir Sakosav, the Ain Asamu'ud, Elam Kim, Idu Mufanov, Afidu Sparlo, Be'elam Fa'idim, She Idu Asher, Bezin, and even if we know for certain that Edom went to Bezdin, and they said to Bezdin that you should know that this Shah already Shtois, and certainly there was a call, and Reuven certainly heard that his animal actually Shtois, and therefore it became a Mu'ud, but even so, there's Zeir Sakosav that Shah is not a Mu'ud, as the only way the Hadah will work is only if you actually warn the owner when the owner is there. And the Gemara now continues, and the Gemara answers, as Tez pointed out, in the Chanami, really there should be no difference between the case of Shor Mu'ud and the case of Chazaka Shal Hashanim. However, Hasam ben Gid din of Shor Mu'ud is Gzeiras HaKasav, as the Pasuk of Mishpatim states, v'hu b'balu k'siv, and therefore, since it says they have to warn the Bailim, the warning has to specifically be in front of the Bailim, and even if we would know that Bailim actually heard the warning and the coil actually worked, that would still not suffice, and the Shor would not become a Mu'ud based on the Gzeiras HaKasav. However, but the only point is that Reuven has to hear about the Mecha at some point in order he should know that at some point Shimon may come and tell her that he doesn't own the property. Therefore, Reuven would know that he has to watch his shtaris. And Lemaisa, since we know that the call will work, as if Shimon is Meicha in front of Levi, certainly Levi will go and tell his friend, and his friend will tell his friend until the call reaches Reuven, and therefore Reuven will definitely know that there was a Mecha, and Reuven will have to make sure that he maintains his rayas and he watches his shtar. And as Rashi says, and certainly Reuven will hear it. And we explain our Gemara based on Taisis. However, in Rashi, the din of Chazaka Shal Hashanim is not completely similar to the din of Ha'odah B'negei Shor Mu'ud. And the Hid Gamina Shal Hashanim is Shalosh Negichas. As certainly we learn out the din of Shal Hashanim that it's compared to the Shalosh Negichas of a Shor Mu'ud. And Kehech the Mafki Hani Mechazaka Hani Nafmi Mafki Mechazaka Al Mecha Me'odah Less Lal Migmar. But we can't learn the din of Mecha from the din of Ha'odah by a Shor Mu'ud. The Hasam as B'negei Shor Mu'ud Kimin the Odah L'chayv in Mama in Al Negichas of Hiba. That since the whole point of warning the owner is in order to be Mechayv in Mama at some point, and on the Hamid Sherry Bechasas Mu'ud, and the point of the Adah is in order to make his Shar into a Mu'ud to be Inim of Bailim, then we require that this has to be done in front of Bailim, Shiyedu Lita and Vilhachash Eidim will have a Chayim Laziman, as this is based on a Din Torah, and therefore certainly you can't go and make a Din Torah if the owner is not there in order to defend himself. Our time of the Mechal, the Hasas Bailey is Zarbis Chiyosav Uba, but the whole purpose of Mechal is in order to warn Reuven that you should know you have to watch Urias and you have to watch your Shtar, Shazet Toyin Shabbixeli Biyadai. Reuven now has fair warning that Shimon is tining that you were squatting in my possession and you don't really own the sada. And hacha filo shloi b'fanim nami isa. And lemaisa, since Reuven will hear about this because there's a call, and therefore certainly in order to hold back chazaka of shal shanim, and even a mecha shloi b'fanav will work, as lemaisa Shimon already gave notice to Reuven to watch his shtaris and watch his rayas. And the Gemara continues, and we'll discuss the machlekes that we have in Maseches Baba Kamma between Rabbi and Rabbi Huda, and Rashi brings down that Rabbi Huda hold the Maseches Baba Kamma Ezu Mu'ud Kol She'idu by Shlesh Yomim, and the only way that an animal can become a Mu'ud is if he actually gores another animal on three separate days, and therefore Iklame Mahacha Gimel Shanim Domi De Gimel Yomim. And therefore in our case, when we talk about Achilus Peiris, and you have to eat the Peiris for the entire year of that Sada, so therefore you need three consistent years and you need three full years. However, our Gemara now continues and is Urameh De Omar, but according to Rameh who argues on Rabbi Huda, and he holds Rechach Din Gichayis of Chayav Kiri Din Gichayis of Loikol Shkein, that certainly if a Shor becomes a Mu'ud, if he shtoises three separate days, then certainly if he shtoises three times on one day, then certainly he should be a Mu'ud. That certainly should show that this Shor is a Shor Nachin, and therefore the Gemara is, according to that in this scenario where Reuven could actually harvest three different periods on the same day, and for example, then the chazaka should happen immediately and even in one day. Rashi explains that the Gemara's question is, in our case, if you ate three different periods in one day, and for example, like figs, that they don't ripen at the same moment, and even though you may have some figs that are ripe in the morning, and you'll pick those figs, but there were other figs that were not ripe in the morning, and they'll be ripe in the afternoon and the evening, and you'll pick those periods at that point, so then that itself should be a chazaka. And the Gemara answers, Dumi de Sharmud, that the din of Chesel Shalosh Shanim has to be similar to the din of Sharmud, and Ma Sharmud, Be'idna de Isla Hainagicha, Leisla Hainagicha, that even though certainly Ramei holds that if Shosh Doises three animals on one day, then certainly the Shar is considered a Mu'ud. However, certainly even Ramei agrees that there's a requirement that all the Nagichas happen at different times of the day, and even Ramei would be Moida, that let's say Reuven Shar, Shtois Shimon Shar, and Shtois Levi Shar, as well as Yehuda Shar, and they were all in the same area at the same time, so certainly we would be taila that Reuven's animal went crazy for that moment, and therefore we would look at all three negichas as one action, and the shor would not become a mu'ud even if you're a mea hachanami, and therefore b'negeid din of chesu shal shanim be'idna the isla hyperi leisla hyperi. The only way that we consider that three separate actions is only if at the time Reuven harvested one pre, the other pre wasn't here. But in the case of te'inim, since all the peris and all these figs were already on the tree and they were fully mature, however, they just weren't fully ripe. So even though Reuven harvested all three groups of peris at three different times during the day, but the maisa would not be considered three separate actions, and therefore that can't be a chazaka. However, the Gemara continues and asks a question that even though it's true that you can't compare the din of te'ina to the din of sharmud, but l'chayr achlo plus a peri b'tleisa yaymei k'goyin slaf l'havi chazaka, that lets you eat three separate peris in three different days. For example, in the case of a tzlaf, which is the caper bush, then it should be a val chazaka. Rashi explained that slaf is different than te'ina, as prishle nikabay yoyim, as b'negeit slaf, you can have a peri that you don't even recognize today, and it's only a bud, b'nigmal seif genul yamim, and within 3 days, it already is completed, and already is ripened. And if so, l'chira, if Reuven harvests three different periods of slaf on three separate days, l'chira, that should be a val chazaka. The Gemara answers that it's still not similar to the din of sharmud, as hasan peri mi isa, as l'maisa, the pre, is already here, and the pre is just too small to actually see and to actually harvest. However, l'maisa, since the peri is there, therefore it's not similar to the case of sharmud, and as we stated, that ma sharmud, be'idna de isal hainagicha, leisal hainagicha, but in the case of tzlaf, the pre is actually here already, and therefore that can't count towards the chazaka. And the Gemara continues and asks, achat tlas a peri, but tlas an yoymin, that if you find a case where you could eat three separate peris in 30 days, k'goin espasta, for example, in the case of espasta, which is a michael behema, l'havi chazaka, l'chayu, that should be a val chazaka. And Rashi explains, espasta min zerahu le'isa behemais, this was michael behema, l'seif lam and yoymu nigma, v'oikrina yisai, and after 30 days, it was already completed and it grows fully, and then you uproot it, and you harvest it, v'zayun achav b'mekaymai, and then you'll plant it once again in the same spot, v'teich shalosh yoyim, goysen yisai shalosh pamim, and within 30 days, you could actually cut it three different times, and therefore after 10 days you cut it once down to the bottom and you give it to your behemah, and that is already the first achila. Then you're able to cut it a second time when it grows another 10 days, and then you give it to your behemah, that should be a second achila. And the third achila should be after 30 days when you cut it your third time, before you can actually perform a chazaka in 30 days. And the Gemara responds, hechi dami, what is your case by a spasta where you will consider the chazaka in 30 days, the kadir for achla, where Reuven cut down the spasta every 10 days, and that spasta did not grow to its full maturity and to its full height, and hasam mishamenu de kasham v'achol. In that case, you're cutting it off too quickly, and therefore you're not showing bilis. And as Rabbeinu Gershom states, now though in this case it seems much more similar to the case of a sharmud, as be'idin the islahai leislahai, as at the time that you ate the first growth, the other part of the growth was not yet here. As l'maisa, after the first days when you cut the spasta and you actually cut it down to the ground, then you actually took off the entire spasta and there was nothing left, and then the spasta kept growing after that for another 20 days, and therefore the chayr, this would be similar to the case of sharmud. However, the maisa, it looks like a chilu gduva sheimamten adlamed atchutuskal kula, that since you're eating it quickly, therefore it looks like you're trying to hide something and you're acting like a ganav, and therefore even though your behemoths are actually getting three separate meals out of it and they're actually getting maisa Eichel Behemoth at three different times, but ultimately it is not considered chazaka as you're not cutting this in the Derech of Bailim. And Ayin Rashi, Diba Masal, Mishamanu, Shom V'Echol, V'Inzu Achilas Kol Pri, and this is not Achila of the entire Pri, and the only way the chazaka could actually work is only if you actually consume the entire Peri. And the definition of a full Peri for Aspasta is once it grows the full 30 days and it reaches its full height and its full potential. Finally, the Gemara states, Achol Tlasa Peri, but Tlasa Yachi could go in Aspasta Lehebi Chazaka, that if you ate the entire Aspasta and you ate the 30 days of growth of an Aspasta and you did that three times in a row, then L'Chari, within 90 days, you should have a valid Chazaka, as this certainly would be similar to the case of Shar Mu'ud. And as we explained before, that Ma Shar Mu'ud, but in the Isla Hai Negicha, Leisla Hai Negicha, Hachanam, be in the Isla Hai Peri, Leisla Hai Peri, and this works out. In the case of Aspasta, we actually let it grow for the full 30 days, and then you did that three different times in a row, and therefore there should be a Chazaka in 90 days. And the Gemara responds, Man Holchi Usha, that when Rabbi Yechon said this memory over and said that the Makar for Chesed Gimel Shanim is from Shar Mu'ud, he said it over from the Holchi Usha. And who is the Holchi Usha? Rabbi Shmuel, that is referring to Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Shmuel, Holchi Nami, and Ein Chanami, according to Rabbi Shmuel, if someone grows Aspasta three different times and he lets it grow to its full growth of 30 days, so he would actually be able to create a Chazaka after 90 days. The Tan, and as we learned in our Mishnah, that Amr Rabbi Shmuel stated, B'med Ramur, B'stei Lovin, that when did we say that we need Shal Shanim Yom Liyayim, was only by a field of grain. Al B'stei Ilan, Konesas Tuasai, Masaka Zesa, V'Konesas Ketzai, Harei Ilu Gilbo Shanim, and therefore the same concept would apply to the case of Aspasta, and therefore within 90 days, you could create a Chazaka, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Ayin Rashi, Man Halchi Usha, D'Om Rabbi Yechmal El, D'Hom Milsa Mishmayu, Rabbi Shmuel, Lo Yisparash Li Mehechon, and Rashi says, I'm not sure how they knew that this was Rabbi Shmuel, Al Hachi Gemiri, Shuhoi Yabais Man, and this was the Kabbalah, because Rabbi Shmuel was during that period of time. And Ayin Tezi Dibu Maskel, Kogan Slav, Afagav the Shonu Le Mita'ina, even though we already gave an answer, but the Gaya Ta'ina, Parach Mitzlav, we still ask from Slav, as the Ta'ina Gedoli, Vishoshin Eitlich of Rasam and Elon, as been the Gaya Fig, they already grown to its full maturity when the other one was taken off the Elon. However, the other figs that are on the tree that are not yet ripened, Avot Slav, Kotan a Prehabe, Kishinet La Achas, but the Gaya Slav, when you take off one of the Slav, the other periods could be so small and they're not even fully grown, and even so, they'll be ready the next day. And as the Gemara Masechta Shabbos tells us, Asidin Lanashi, Tana Peris Bechol Yoim, and Ligal Vlov Isa Talmud, and he was bothered that Inka Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh, and in order to prove that this is not actually something that's new, so Achvid Leit Slav, so they showed him Slav. We explain our Gemara and the Shailas like Rashi and like Taisis that we just saw. However, Taisis continues and brings down the Gesa Rabbeinu Chananel that he was Gurus Bereisha, plus the Peri Bechad Yoim, and Kagoyim Slav, Sheish Lashlish Peris Beyachad, or Basachi Gurus, Kagoyim Te'ina, Vahid Shabbos Mashbek Esfarim Shalanu, as we just explained. And before we finish, let's point out three ideas. Number one, when the Mishnah stated we require 3 years, the Ritva states, V'hani shol shanim in k'minin o'ilam mitishu l'tishrei, el shemaskal limnes min ha'yoyim shehiskal l'hachsak shnei masa chodesh, atashrub shloshim v'shisha chodesh, v'nim sabar shanim sabar loy, as we explain. And the Rashba states, M'yoyim l'yoyim lav l'meim sheyitzarech lechol peris b'chol yoyim, it's not telling us they actually have to eat peris and consume peris every day, shein on the b'ichol peris shoyv chay b'chol yoyim, as certainly a person does eat the peris of his birdhouse every single day, and certainly a person is not mishtamish with his eved during the day and at night. Certainly an eved doesn't work 24 hours a day for 365 days a year. And the Rashba explains, when we said they have to have a consistent 3 years, however, but we're contrasting this to these cases that in lam zman yidua, that they don't have a specified time, and certainly once you actually consume these periods and you use these properties in the standard way that Bailam do, then that would create a chazaka. And finally, let's point out the famous Maram Mertenberg that states that even though there's a din that when starting to say Mashvaruch Amir Geshem after Sukkos, if someone's unsure if they actually said Mashvaruch Amir Geshem within the first 30 days, then he has to repeat Shemin Esrei, as we say that likelihood is that he didn't say Mashvaruch Amir Geshem. And the Maram Mertenberg says that that's based on a chazaka, because within 30 days you'll say Mashvaruch Amir Geshem 90 times, and therefore, since we saw in our Gemara that Ramei had a Kavachema, the Richach Nigechais of Chayev, Kivin Nigechais of Leikoshkein, and therefore he had a minig that he would say Mashvaruch Amir Geshem 90 times in one day, and this way, even if he would be Mesupik at a later point, if he said Mashvaruch Amir Geshem or not, he would have a chazaka that he likely said Mashvaruch Amir Geshem, and therefore he would not have to repeat Shemin Esrei, and we will stop over here.